I have some terms.
Hooch?
Here.
Hooch?
Popskull or busthead or...
Popskull, that's right.
You've actually heard those terms, too. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
And what?
Anything that a child likes to play with.
Toys?
Toy.
Trinkets?
Well, those are all the questions that I have. Do you have any thing that you'd like to add so far as changes in language are concerned that you think might be...
I think we pretty well covered the ground.
I
can't think of anything that might contribute. The one thing that I have got, and you'll have that with you, is that the manuscripts that I gave you there.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to study them, and I'd like to take them to Atlanta and have some...
Now, that is almost wholly Negro dialect.
Mm-hmm.
But in that book, you'll find some of the languages, the old-timers, you know, they used 60, 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well gone out now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything except that old fellow I told you about, that initiated remarks where I says the old woman, I says, ah.
I'm glad.
She says. That's preliminary to the thought that you're going to put over
here. Huh?
If in fact you had any thought.
That sounds impressive, though, doesn't it?
What?
I say it sounds impressive when he starts to talk.
Oh, yeah. He prepares his victim for the for whatever it is on his mind he's going to unload. I laugh a good deal about that.
Yeah.
Thought about it in later years. I wondered why people never learn to talk like that.
Well, it brings color, don't you think? Interest?
Yes, you know, this whole world and the universe about us and the great cosmos far beyond is all made one thing different from another.
Mm-hmm.
If everything in this world was just alike, if every individual in this world was just alike, and you had the same line of talk, every time you meet one, you know it's going to be the same thing. You meet another down there, it'll be the same thing. It'd drive you crazy.
Yes, it would.
It'd drive you crazy.
Yes, it would.
This whole variety is a spice of life, you know, that was no joke.
That's true. I would like to have you comment on the cabin here so I can remember what to say. Would you tell me how the cabin came about and when?
Yes. Can we sit right where we are?
Sure. I just changed my...
That old cabin with this stone chimney made out of red lava rocks was in this world when my father and mother were married 98 years ago. And it was bad secondhand then, well worn in. When the old home father and mother died and most of the children moved away, my brothers and sisters, rather than see it go to pieces, I took it over here and rebuilt it in this fifth location.